I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Christian leaders of Kenya were vocal opponents of the new draft constitution. Opposition stems from concerns over abortion, religious privilege, and socialism. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says they're concerned about the impact on their work there. Their team teaches in an informal school in the Kibera slums. Does it make a difference?
Part of the curriculum is biblically oriented. The children are getting Bible stories. They're hearing the gospel, and it is the church sharing the gospel to their own people. Our role is simply to empower them and to provide the training and some of the resources.
Next, Ramadan begins in less than a week, and Christian ministries are actively preparing. David Harder of Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, says they're praying God will use TV to bring people to Christ during this Muslim celebration. Sat7 is planning special programming during Ramadan, since many Muslims will be more open than usual to God's call. Believers need to pray in the meantime.
Pray that people would be thirsty and hungry for the truth, that they would seek the truth, because we know those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled.
And Mission Network News may help increase your cultural awareness, but imagine what a full-day seminar would do. Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan is hosting a CQ seminar September 13th. The seminar, hosted by David Livermore, will teach leaders how to assess and improve their CQ, or cultural intelligence. This is ideal for church leaders, mission teams, and educators. But hurry, early bird registration ends tomorrow. You can visit our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.